Say yeah, no to Qatar and yes to sports bet, the easiest place to bet this World Cup. Gamble responsibly. Do you want to quickly run through, James, some of these football prices for us from sports bet?
Oh, I do, Vossi. So at 2 a.m. This morning, tomorrow morning, we've got Japan, $3.90 against Croatia, who are favourites at $2.05. The draw there, $3.20. At 6 a.m., we've got Brazil, $1.25 short favourites against South Korea, who are $12 outsiders. A draw there, $5.50. Draw, actually, that's an interesting one. You can't have a draw in the round of 16, can you? Because it
goes
to penalty shootout.
Yeah, regulation time, You can back down to regulation time.
2 a.m. Wednesday, we've got Morocco, the underdogs, $6.50 against Spain. You're on the Morocco bandwagon, Vossi, you were telling me in the break. Spain, $1.57 favourites, the draw, $3.70. 6 a.m. Wednesday, Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo is back on the pitch, $1.90 favourites over Switzerland, $4.40, the draw, $3.30. And 6 a.m. Saturday, Netherlands, $3.60. The outsiders against Argentina, $2.20. That will be a barnstormer.
That's $3.10 the draw. The Dutch bus. I'm on the Dutch bus.
That's a big game, isn't it? Netherlands versus Argentina. Probably be the highlight of the competition so far.
Sportsbet markets gamble responsibly, of course. But you can follow Sportsbet, and they've been doing plenty at the Football World Cup. Now, we're bringing Michelle Bishop's sports update forward because John Aloisi will be our guest out of 7:30. This morning. So Michelle Bishop is back on a little earlier than normal with a sports update. And I was watching the news last night, seeing vision of the Warne family at the Sporting Hall of Fame. And we have both Shane Warne and Ron Clark named legends in the Sporting Hall of Fame overnight, Michelle.
Yeah, good morning again, guys. Very special moment. We've always thought of Warne as a bit of a legend. Now it is official. He's been given legend status in the Sport Australia Hall of Fame. And as you say, this alongside former middle distance runner Ron Clark. Both Victorian men joining a very elite club of 44 Australians. This is, it's incredibly fitting, I guess, for both. The fifth cricketer to be elevated in terms of Shane Warne, and he was also the first player to break the 700 wicket barrier. Clark broke 17 world records in his time. And as you say, Warne's children, they were absolutely just over the top with excitement with them last night. They've spoken about this latest achievement, of course, wishing that he was there to receive it. So it's been a little bit bittersweet for them.
I saw Jackson the other day. He's starting to look more and more like Shane every day.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. No. What gives you legend status, Michelle?
That's pretty simple, isn't it? Completely at the top of your game. And this is, Shane Warne was. And obviously the achievements with Ron Clark. Want to talk to you also this morning, guys, about some special efforts across the weekend with a couple of other athletes. I don't know a lot about Sinead Diver, but I've also heard a lot about Brett Robinson. But they have both broken long-standing national marathon records on the same day. So Sinead taking a minute off Benita Johnson's national marathon record. And a few hours later, in a total different country, Brett Robinson broke Rob DiCostella's national men's best. And that's been in place for 36 years. So Diver in Valencia, Spain, and Robinson in Japan. And to add to that, guys, they are actually training partners. They train together. Robinson's 31, Diver 45, and they are now our best endurance runners. What a special achievement.
45 years of age. There's hope for you yet, Vossi.
And me. Not really.
No, exactly.
We're off that bus.
There's honestly, exactly. I'm not even going to buy into that. Michelle, well done. You'll be back at your regular time at 8:45 next hour.
See you at 8:45, guys. Bye.
Michelle Bishop with the sports update. John Aloisi not too far away on Breakfast with Vossi and the Missile. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.